I am extremely excited. Are we live, D?
I got to get Brent to hit the button on his side.
Okay.
But we're recording right now, so
I like it. Well, hey, yep. Let's chop it up, and this is real time, real deal.
That's right. That's right.
We'll talk about this thing first and foremost. So why so serious, RunFest? I didn't know it was going to be so intense myself. I had high hopes, but it turned out as good, if not better, than I was expecting. And as soon as I get our Zuba's sunglasses, I will send you a pair of sunglasses and the metal boy.
Excellent. Excellent. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Even the lanyard alone is fire.
Yeah. This turned out exceptional. Absolutely fire. Well, let's just jump right into it, fellas. I do have a quote, so let me just pull my quote. I'm prepared today. I'm prepared. I got a quote from Gandhi, and Dwayne, I'm just going to roll with it. And when we can get on that Eager to Run Club, great. If not, hey, baby, we're rolling with it anyway. So quote from Gandhi, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And the reason that I want to talk about that quote today is because Stevie, like myself and like Dwayne and a lot of people that I work with, we're always trying to give back to community. And that's where we're going to steer the conversation today. We're going to talk about the Why So Serious Run Fest. We're going to talk about who we're giving back to, why we're giving back, all those things. The first question that I want to ask, Stevie, is what is Why So Serious? Why did you write the Why So Serious on your shirt? I have an idea, but I want to hear it out of your mouth and in your words.
Yeah. So the Why So Serious came about for multiple things. It was fun from movies, of course. You know, you see Batman, Robin, and Joker. However, it had a deeper meaning because I was one of those guys that if you handle your business, you should be able to have fun. And that was how I was living my life and playing my profession. And I ended up getting in trouble for it. I got in trouble multiple times for handling business, then having fun afterwards. So it was more so of a mindset like, hey, why so serious? That was the meaning, the message behind the act. And, you know, to have fun with it, which made everything tie in was, you know, the game that I broke out the Why So Serious was against Cincinnati, which had Terrell Owens and Ocho Cinco, who dressed up as Batman and Robin in their player magazine, you know, and it only made sense. You know, it was like, okay, I got something. I'm going to hit them both ways with a double entendre right here.
I remember that game well because when you scored the touchdown, I mean, it was unexpected. No, I don't know who on your end knew that was coming, but, you know, from a fan side of things, hey, nobody know that was coming. And it, I mean, what do they call it? A fandemonium that happened in Buffalo that day. It was incredible.
Brad, brother, look, I tell you not, like, we didn't know either. I didn't know it was going to be as big and we'd be talking about it, 15 years later? It's like we was losing at that point in the game, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was just a simple conversation I had with Fitz. It was a TV timeout, and I say, Fitz, have you ever had a comeback, man? And he was like, no, he came close, and we had a little combo. I was like, Fitz, let's do it. Just find me. He said, all right, I got you. And that was just the start of something. I think Drayton Florence got a fumble return for a touchdown, and that got us started. And, you know, the momentum just went on from there. It was special. And another thing about that is it was close to, you know, my college, which is University of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And we got a great community out there. They don't have an NFL team, so, you know, they got to come to that Cincinnati game and support me. And it was a special one for sure.
Man, that's crazy. Let's talk about this Why So Serious Run Fest. So we're putting on this Run Fest, and, you know, we came up with the name Run Fest just to have like a tag, you know, just a cliche name, right? We wanted to have something that was catchy for our participants, but this is for all levels, all fitness levels, all backgrounds. I mean, even Dwayne could get in on this. Dwayne, you in, D?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I support, brother. I'm here for the support. But they ain't running nowhere.
Yeah, hey, that's the beautiful thing about it because, like we said, we chose the name Fest, the festival. When you go to a festival, what is it? There's everything. You can do pretty much anything from face paint and food to interactive things, meeting people, everything. So with our Run Fest, you can run, you can walk. It's no competition, no pressure. It's just you versus you, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about it. And I love that. I love that because anybody can be involved.
Yeah, sign me up for the fest.
Yes, sir.
Competition. I mean, us three are competitors, right? We're all competitors. But the thing is the only competition that we have there that day is exactly what you just said, Stevie, is me versus me, you versus you, I versus I. That's the only competition that we have there that day. What we're celebrating is togetherness. We're celebrating community. We're celebrating youth athletics. We're celebrating the Exposure Academy. Tell us a little bit about the Exposure Academy. What is it, and what does it do for kids?
Yeah, Exposure Academy is a movement that we started, and it was simply to dive deeper into the student athletes. We started off as trainers. We wanted to get these kids out there and teach them skills at first, and then we seen that there was more that these kids needed. They needed structure, guidance. They needed communication. They needed a community to lean on. And 30 minutes wasn't enough time to spend with them. So my brother and I created Exposure Academy, where we house kids from different locations. You can be from different states. One season we had guys from multiple states. Another season we had guys only from New York area. And our third, we had West Coast. You know, and what we do is we take them in the house and we house them for a week. We put them on internships. And collectively with our community, we take them on, different training sessions and life skills sessions. And get them in situations that's real, you know, as far. And when I speak on that, I mean, how can I say this? Confrontations, you know, you going out to a location and somebody bump into you or do something that we can't explain now. But these situations happen and we want you to be strong enough to be a leader and eliminate those situations. So we put them through roles and skits like that. And just preparing the mind. That's what the Exposure Academy is about mostly.
I like that, man. I'm going to jump in right here, B, because, like, man, probably about 08, 09, man, I started taking the kids from my church, man, and doing the thing. Started with the skills, you know, taking them out and had the little cones and doing the drills. But you're so spot on. Like, you know, that's good. But, you know, you're only on the field a certain amount of time, you know. And I know, you know, NFL guy, you know, the field portion of your life is like right here, but you got to deal with everything outside of the field, man. And so we definitely saw that same need, and it's dope that you guys decided to address it and to take it to the next level. Cause again, you know, you think about, you know, a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there, you know, that's also a small bit of time. Can you think about the time they're spending in their neighborhood? Who else is talking to them? Who else is influencing them? But to be able to like pull them out and really do I admire you guys for doing that, man, because that's impactful. You know, it's one thing to say, it's another thing to do, but it's another thing to kill it, man. And y'all killing it, man. So I just want to put that out there.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's real. And I feel it. I feel it in my heart and my soul that if we better this future generation, the world is going to get better. You know, it has no choice but to get better because of what we're producing. So just trying to keep that positive mindset, letting them know that obstacles are going to happen. You know, don't take on that why me attitude. You know, be a victor. You know, I was speaking with my guy, Chris Champion, in Vegas. We had our kick. And Chris, he said, you know, you gotta understand that everybody goes through something, you know, but if you have that play the victim role, then you're going to go out and complain to this person, complain to that friend, then you're going to find yourself isolated and alone, as opposed to simply I'm gonna take on this challenge, you know, internally. And that's what our Run Fest.
Oh, you cut out there.
Is somebody trying to call him? He's a busy man. Yeah, we lost all your audio, big dog.
No. Nope.
We read lips though. We're well versed in reading lips.
D, I'm going to jump in here while he's trying to figure out his audio. Man. But, man, you know, you're only as good as your exposure. And Stevie's doing something that a handful of people are doing in our country and in our world, society, whatever you want to look at it. But Stevie's doing something very unique because he's coming from a professional athlete background, right? What we see on Sundays isn't what's happening in life. Like everybody sees Stevie scoring a touchdown and celebrating, pulling the shirt up and saying, why so serious? We see that product on Sundays, but we're not seeing the confrontation. There we go. We're not seeing that confrontation. We're not seeing the responsibility. We're not seeing the communication skills that he's teaching these young men and women. We're not seeing that stuff. And that in schools are not even teaching what Stevie's teaching these young men and women. And that's what it takes to win in life. Like I want to win on Sundays. I want the Bills to win on Sundays. Everybody wants somebody to win on Sundays, but in the big scheme of life, man, we got to win in life. Yeah. And it's going to take more than practice for Sundays. It's going to take that Exposure Academy. It's going to take people like Stevie and myself and you, D, and furthermore, great people, but Stevie, take it back, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was saying, man, this is very important that we have these things. And you brought it up. You said the schools don't even teach it. But ironically, that's where I got some of the idea from, home economics, you know. That's where I first learned how to make my waffles and pancakes. I'm a waffle man, you know. So it's like, how are these systems not in every school? Because when I got to high school, they didn't have that. It was only in, I believe it was like middle school when they did this. And then they took the programs out in my area. Mm-hmm. So now what we do, we take kids from any and everywhere, and we simply take them grocery shopping so that they can go buy rice, understand the dollar amount of getting a bag of rice, going to get a rice pot, a rice cooker, and having that as a meal, a few, you know, other dishes, as opposed to just going to the fast food and basically destroying your vehicle, your body. You know, so it's the little things, you know. Yeah, and like you said, the little things that people don't see, man, like those confrontations and the time away from practice when this kid is a star on the field, but he's going through this and that. He probably don't even have nobody at the house. Some of these kids are homeless, and when I say homeless, meaning parents are out, are always gone, and they're just home taking care of themselves, you know. So I probably didn't put it the right way, but you know, these are situations that we deal with, and it's real. And, you know, we're just trying to equip them and build them up so that they can be better than what's the situation they're in now.
Mm-hmm. Man, fostering relationships, fostering friendships through the Exposure Academy, building confidence, man, building confidence in some of these kids. And a lot of athletes will have that confidence, but a lot of it's surface level, right? I'm confident with what you see on Friday night under the lights, right? I'm confident. But when you get into life, a lot of kids, they lack that confidence, especially when they get into college and like, man, I was the stud on my Friday night high school football team. But then when I get into college, I'm just another number, right? And again, that's where the Exposure Academy comes into play, because you're teaching these kids skills about life. How do I have a community? How do I have a conversation with my coach that you know, something's going on in my life? How do I deal with adversity? How do I deal with a breakup? Instead of going from 0 to 100, I know how to control myself and have those conversations. I know how to facilitate, a relationship with somebody from the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever. And I know how to control myself when things aren't going my way. That's the Exposure Academy right there.
Yeah, and look, I'll tell you another story, so that has to tie into that. Like, I was one of those kids that I couldn't communicate, you know. I didn't express my words and my feelings the way I wanted to. So I worked hard to where I won't have to be in a situation where I have to talk to a coach. But when you get to a certain levels, you know, it's just the inevitable. You know, you're going to have to. So once I got to, I cleared Pop Warner, I cleared high school, I cleared junior college, and I didn't have to utilize my communication skills. Then I got to Kentucky, and now I'm in a situation where I'm putting in the work. Coach, why am I not playing? But I'm only saying this internally. I don't know how to express this to the coach. So usually I would get upset. I would isolate myself. And if I would have continued that road, I wouldn't be here talking to you guys. But I had this guy, I had a partner named Dickie Lyons. And he said, Stevie, you got to go talk to the coach. And I never talked to a coach. I never had to talk to a coach, you know. But with him pushing me in that direction or guiding me in that direction, I did what I needed to do with my thoughts, however I got prepared. And I walked up there and I talked to the coach. And after that conversation, he gave me a chance. And now with that chance, I end up scoring a touchdown. The rest is history. You know, I scored two touchdowns, Kent State. And I never came out ever since then. But if I never would have listened to my partner, or if I wouldn't have went and did the due diligence of thinking through what I'm going to say and being prepared, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have made it to the Buffalo Bills. I wouldn't have done what I've done. You know, nobody would know me. I feel like I would have just been a upset, frustrated kid. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these kids are like that, you know. So I love that we're around a great community that's like-minded and has been through these things. We're not just trying to, you know, create stories of what we see and then try to teach kids. We actually been through this. So I'm excited for the future of what XA has to bring.
Yeah, man, this whole podcast has been all over the map, but I love it because there's so much good content here. And this one goes out to not just young people. This one goes out to anybody and everybody that listens to this episode, because internal dialogue, that voice, that roommate that we have in our head, is usually our worst enemy. Stevie, don't go talk to coach. I'm going to say all these things in my head, but don't go talk to coach. Don't go talk to the thing or the person or whatever, that factor that's going to control the outcome. I'm just going to talk right here, and it's going to stay right here. And what that usually does, man, that builds, right? And it builds and it builds and it builds, and all of a sudden, boom! and you're not alone. You're not alone. That's the biggest preventer from a lot of the masses from achieving a successful life or a successful career, a successful relationship. It's that internal dialogue, that relationship that you have with that voice in your head.
Yeah. And when you say like, you're not alone, that's why I intentionally grab kids from different locations so that these kids can come together and understand, oh, I'm not the only one going through this or thinking like this. And then on top of that, once you go to the next level, you're going to be with people that you don't know. So get comfortable being uncomfortable right now. And then when you get onto that stage, you'll be where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. And it you go right back to the exposure, right? So they're exposed to you and your academy, and then that's ingrained in them. And then when they go off to junior college or whatever the next stage of life, season of life for them is, that level of exposure is going to wear off on their surroundings, their best friend, their spouse, relationship, man. That's what exposure is, and that's what we're doing with this whole Run Fest and in the Why So Serious and Handle Biz, Have Fun, Why So Eager to Run. All this, man, is exposure.
Yeah, and it provides so many sparks. That's our thing, is we just want to spark the mind to something that you love to do. And I want to bring up another story. So with our Exposure Academy, we had kids that they was playing football. They come out here and I show them the realness of being a football player. And we had this one kid who was a quarterback. He wasn't taking it too serious. He seen how real it was. He stopped wasting his time. Mm-hmm. He went to the basketball court, to his true sport. He made his moves. He contacted his coach and communicated with him. And now he's playing overseas now. So he could have been wasting his time just trying to play cool and fill in. But we exposing you to the real. Like, don't waste a spot for somebody else that's really trying to, you know what I'm saying, make it. Because he had the height and everything. He had the look, all that. But you didn't have a heart, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not here to turn you away, but I'm here to expose you to what your strengths are and go attack that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, now he's earning money overseas. So, you know, that's something that we're doing, and that's a spark. You know, you're a runner. You guys are your crew and your community is avid in a movement. You know the adrenaline that you get. You know, I have a co-author in Charlie Roberts, who he's an avid runner. And I send him ideas left and right. Hey, what about this book? Let's do something with this and that. I'm going to go on a run and I'm going to get this energy. You know, it's something different about it. Mm-hmm. Just being in movement and sparking these minds is something special about it.
It's a catalyst, baby. And, you know, you talk about that conversation, man. I don't know how many conversations I have from point A to point B. When I go for a run, I'm having a lot of conversations in my head. And you know, what's happening in your life too really weighs down on you, good or bad. So like if you're having a good day and you're out there, the conversation is in a positive direction. But if you're going through something, you know, if you're going through something really tough, that also wears on you. You're out for a run, those conversations can turn south really quick. So you have to be really good at steering your own conversation. Hey, Brad, you're not worthy. You're not capable. Yes, I am. You have to steer that conversation and get it back on the path of where you need to go. You have to be your own catalyst. You talk about a spark. I talk about a catalyst. You have to be your own personal catalyst. And that's where Exposure Academy comes into play, is you are the initial spark. And you teach these kids, I have to be my own catalyst. When I leave the Exposure Academy, that's maybe the thing I take, is the spark. I take that spark with me. And when things aren't going the way I want them to go, I need to be that spark. I need to be that catalyst.
I'm very excited for it. You know, mm-hmm. Another thing that you brought to my attention was everyone 14 and under is free.
Free.
So yeah. And that's about that age where you actually start understanding, oh, things cost money. So at that 14 and free, you know, when they show up, they're not just going to understand, oh, I'm in here for free. Like 15, once you turn 15, you got to start having that mindset, you know, and understanding what mom and dad or auntie and uncle are working for or are away for. So take your book serious, take your sports serious, you know, because things begin to cost, you know, it's the real life, real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We're talking about this event, so I'm going to wrap this up a little bit here, D. But so we're benefiting the Exposure Academy. That's where half of our donation is going. The other half is going to the Sweet Home High School, their cross country team. So that's our host, right? The Sweet Home High School. So we're donating to their cross country team, and this is something that I'm extremely passionate about. I was in education for 10 years. I was a teacher for 10 years. So youth athletics are a big part of my life. All right. So we're providing resources. We're providing opportunities for these young stars to shine bright at Sweet Home High School and beyond. All right. So, man, get involved with this event, whether you're a walker or a runner or an in-betweener, let's make a difference. Let's get out there and have some fun, man.
Indeed. Indeed. And we here for it. We are here for it.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. So, Steve, we already did the do you know or did you know thing about you. So, I mean, unless you got something else you want to throw out there, I was going to skip that part. You know, just something that, you know, people don't know about you that you could say publicly that's not incriminating. Do you want to do it? I'm going to give you the option, because since you're a repeat guest, you're a repeat offender on here, man. Do you want to do it?
Sure. Let's go for it. I gotta think of something. What we got?
Okay. Well, listen. The video will give you time to think. So here go the video. It give you time to think.
Do you know?
All right, video's over. So let's go.
What? Okay. Did you know that I have a snake, a bearded dragon, two turtles, four dogs and three wild kids?
And no idea. Sounds like a zoo over there.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. It's the concrete jungle over here.
I love it. I love it. No, that's a dope one, man. Man, that's really cool. You know, the whole snake thing. Yeah, I'm good on that. And
sure. So our pet snake is called Bell Pepper. We got her as a baby, and now she's a royal python, and she's huge now.
Wow.
It's real what they say. Like, we had her in a small cage and our tank, and she was only so big. We kept getting our tank bigger, and oh man, she's so long right now.
Wow.
But yeah, it's
no thanks.
Yeah. It's interesting. I didn't think I'll have these animals, but you know, like I said, the kids, you know, this is what we do it for. And you know, that's what it's about. It's a good and a bad thing, though, to keep it honest, you know. Because yeah, like, I was scared of snakes. I was definitely scared of snakes, but now I'm not. I have to overcome it. Yeah, you know, I got a daughter that loves animals, you know. And here we are.
I love that.
That is amazing.
You know how I am, D. I got to take stories and you apply them to real life situations. So you're only as big, or you can only grow as big as your environment. That snake's a prime example, man. You have it in a small tank, it stays small, but you get it into a bigger environment, the exposure of that bigger environment, bada bing, bada boom.
Yes, yes.
That's it, man. That's the close right there, man. Why so many pets? We out of here.